Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. And today in the news, people are considering what they heard at yesterday's mayoral debate. And the candidates were all there, all except two, the current mayor, Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, and Jesus Chuy Garcia, who is one who's already been elected to Congress and is now running for mayor. But the other candidates were present, and so we'll join them as they introduce themselves to the Chicago audience and give people an idea of what to expect as they hear more from those hoping to lead the city of Chicago and address the issues that are plaguing the city, among the biggest ones, crime. There's also economic distress, which tends to be the reason for an increase in crime. So let's hear from those candidates who have thrown their hat in the ring for the mayoral race in
2023. 2003, Northwest Avenue. I'm anxious to hear from the candidates. Before we get there, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the people of our organization that were instrumental in this effort. First, I'd like to thank the Veronica Center and the Veronica Center. They've been wonderful partners in so many different things on the Northwest Avenue, and none more important than ensuring that Chicagoans have an opportunity to hear from the people who seek to go ahead. Next, I'd like to thank our partnering and sponsoring organizations. This is a civic event that so many different organizations came together to provide not any individual candidate, but rather to ensure that we have information and education. So our sponsors are the Chicago Land Chamber of Commerce, Chicago Firefighters Union No. 2, Chicago Teachers Union, Cook County College Teachers Union, the Illinois Bankers Association, the Illinois International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150 and 399, and the teachers of Philly Council's own time. Another round of applause for them. We have great partners too. The second, 39th, 41st, and 46th Ward Democratic Organizations, the Greater Independence Park Neighborhood Association, the Chamber of Commerce, Native Leaders, the Old Urban Park Association, the People's Lobby, Pole Vision, United Neighbors as the 35th Ward, and United Northwest Side. I'm going to run my question. Of course, we have not happened without the hard work and dedication of the 38-point Democratic Organization. We are an organization who values civic participation and an educated electorate. Every member of our organization gave countless hours to make this event happen. But I want to acknowledge the whole group. I want to point out a few people who really put in some additional effort, including Dave Keller and Mr. Smith, Ed Bannon, and J.C. Scott. As especially the hardest working member of our organization for this event, the real producer of this event, my wife and partner, Shay Michael. So give it up for that. Now, without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce you to tonight's moderator, so we can begin in a moment. Ben Jarofsky is a Chicago media legend. Host of the Ben Jarofsky Show and longtime columnist for the Chicago Radio Man has spent his career asking tough questions in Chicago's boxes and needs to know about our crazy system of politics. He's our greatest political critic, and he's here tonight to hold the candidates collectively to the fire. Please give a warm welcome.
Thank you very much, Rob Morgan. And thank you very much for coming down to Chicago for inviting me back to sit back because
faith that I'm operating on the stage in this auditorium. Stella, you're still before COVID. Last one, legendary showdown between, well, we're the third grade, was the 44th, as I recall, John Reno versus John Reno, a lot of Johns on the stage. But that's a silly joke. So welcome to the Northwest Side, Chicago Merrill Kennedy Sport. Thank you, 38-4 Democrats, for inviting me to moderate this evening from our subject to capital here, to very good friends on the show from all the time. All right, so let's meet the people who are under the challenge of becoming the next mayor of Chicago. I'll just point out this was a great candidate. Two candidates are not here tonight. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Get that one out. One of which is Mayor of the City of Chicago, Lauren Lightfoot, the other one is the Congressman, Jesus Chubby Garcia. Some of the latest excuses I've ever heard that I show up at this forum, this is my personal opinion. And let me add, if a person has protected right not to show up to forums for debates, and you have a person that's protected right to have a grudge against them for doing that. Well, these candidates are afraid to answer some questions that were put together by, I'm not the one who actually came up with the question. I'm more of a certain the moderator who gave the questions. If this is a question put together by various reporters, union activists, media activists, politicians, et cetera, and so forth. So I'm going to introduce them one by one. I'm going to introduce them one by one, and they're going to come out and take their seats. So we'll start off with Ken and Bucky.
Candidates will not be asked the same questions, but we have questions for each candidate.
opportunities for rebuttal. Questions have been assigned to candidates to land. We have volunteers keeping time in front of the stage. There will be a flashing light for a 10-second warning and a buzzer when your time is up. That is the buzzer. Candidates hold. And they're going to know old man near you if you call over your time. Now, all these candidates are too young to be about the old man near you. With a couple of exceptions on this stage, I'm not going to mention. The old man near you, they're going to play around. If you went over your time, what? You cut off the microphone. So, I'm not going to complain.
Introduction to the mayoral debate held on the northwest side yesterday, and candidates who came are considered to be seriously planning to run this city, and we'll give you a little more of their introductions and a few words that they shared with the audience. Candidates who considered themselves to be serious have already filed petitions. Some of those petitions are being challenged. However, that's all part of the strategy for running for public office. Candidates will challenge each other's signature, and as the ballot positions are placed based on a lottery system, there are those who are very much looking forward to having an impact based on where they're placed on the ballot. Mayor Lori Lightfoot made a decision to hand in her petitions the last day of the process. And those who were looking to get a favorable position chose to hand in theirs first. So the process of on the ballot getting in the round of discussions and debates requires that a candidate meet some basics in terms of eligibility. And so far, all of the candidates there met those requirements and are considered serious contenders for the mayoral race. Dr. Willie Wilson, who made a point to start his campaigning early in the game, was one of those who had an opportunity to make himself known. This is his second run, as are many who were part of the mayoral debate. And here, Dr. Wilson makes a point to introduce himself as a mayoral candidate. Dr. Willie Wilson with his statements in introducing himself in Chicago's mayoral forum. Each candidate made remarks and addressed many of the issues that Chicago, along with other cities, is facing, the extreme violence, much of which is attached to the economic climate. And for those who are concerned about the ongoing spread of COVID and its impact on the economy, there are those who are striving to make a difference and to address what's needed to combat the spread of the virus and its impact on education, with some parents wary about public safety with their children, both being attacked by the virus and other illnesses, as well as being attacked by violence. How will the major cities handle these issues? Each department is charged with some level of responsibility to making sure the remedies are properly funded and the personnel who are put in positions of responsibility are equipped with the proper experience. And we'll continue to bring you updates as we cover the mayoral race in Chicago and other cities across the nation. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle has announced the appointment of Tanya S. Anthony to Chief Financial Officer, CFO, of the County's Bureau of Finance, BOF, and Zahra Ali to Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, of the County's Bureau of Administration, BOA, today. And the two will assume their new roles on January 1st, with confirmation from the Board of Commissioners expected at the January board meeting. I am truly grateful for the work Tanya and Zahra have done to ensure that the county meets its obligations to our residents, President Preckwinkle said. They have dedicated their careers to public service and have initiated programs that put the well-being of our residents first. Their experience, dedication, and professionalism make them the ideal choice to lead the Bureau of Administration, and Sandini was chosen for the role after a county-hired executive search firm conducted a nationwide search to fill the CFO position. Her credentials and experience stood out among the pool of highly qualified candidates. Ms. Anthony has dedicated her career to public service with roles in budget and administration. Both at the county and the city of Chicago. She returns to the Bureau of Finance after 3 years as the county's CAO. In her role as CAO, Anthony has led the BOA's 12 departments and divisions with a budget of more than $600 million and a workforce of over 650, providing strategic oversight for programs and initiatives. Ms. Anthony oversaw the Bureau's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, working with the Department of Emergency Management and Regional Security and the Medical Examiner's Office to establish a fatality management plan, ensuring that dissidents in Cook County were treated with dignity and respect. As CFO, she will be responsible for setting financial strategy that addresses the long-term fiscal health of the county. Before taking on the role of CAO, Ms. Anthony served as the county's budget director within the BOF from 2015 to 2020, working collaboratively with departments throughout Cook County to pass 5 budgets, helping close the $790 million in budget gaps, establishing standards to address pension liabilities, and ensuring transparency and accountability by launching the county's first interactive budget website. In October, Crane Chicago Business named Ms. Anthony as one of Chicago's notable military veteran executives, recognizing her service to the community and dedication to providing opportunities for veterans. Before coming to the county in 2015, Ms. Anthony served as budget director and chief administrative officer for the Chicago Park District. She's also worked in Chicago's Office of Budget and Management, the Chicago Fire Department, and the Cook County Department of Corrections. Ms. Anthony started her career serving in the U.S. Army. She holds a Master's of Public Administration, Master of Business Administration Management, a Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice, and Project Management Professional, PMP, certification. Ms. Anthony succeeds Amar Rizki, who left the county to join the Obama Foundation as CFO in June of this year. Lawrence Wilson is serving as interim CFO until Ms. Anthony assumes the role in January. Mr. Wilson will resume his duties as the county's comptroller at that time. Ms. Ali will take the helm as the county's CAO upon Ms. Anthony's departure to the BOS. She began her career with the county in 2002 with roles in budget and revenue. She currently serves as deputy chief administrative officer for the BOA, where she launched a strategic planning process for all the bureau's departments and divisions, initiated process improvements, and guided departments through the budget, human resources, and procurement processes. Before joining the BOA, Ms. Ali served as director of the county's Department of Revenue beginning in 2010 and serving as liquor commissioner. While leading the department, Ms. Ali created and optimized processes, garnering national recognition and awards. She launched and implemented a COVID-19 financial relief package for more than 100,000 residents and over 4,000 businesses around the county, led the development and implementation of the 2018 Video Gaming License Ordinance, 2019 Cannabis Tax Ordinance, and other legislation, increasing revenue by more than $15 million, and modernizing and streamlining a variety of payment systems, taking them online. Ms. Ali holds a Master's of Business and Administration in Finance and a Bachelor of Business Administration in Finance. The departments under the Bureau of Finance, including Revenue, Risk Management, Budget and Management Services, Comptroller, Contract Compliance, and Procurement, work to ensure the fiscal stability and sustainability of the county. The Bureau of Administration functions include Animal and Rabies Control, Emergency Management and Regional Security, Environment and Sustainability, Law Library, Medical Examiner, Research, Operations and Innovation, Transportation and Highways, Printing and Graphic Services, Fleet Management, Child Support Enforcement, and Veterans Affairs. So these two young women will, in fact, be in positions of responsibility in Cook County. And President Tony Preckwinkle made a point to announce their appointment today and let the public know their responsibilities. And in January, they will begin those tasks. That's all for today. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. Tune in again tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you see good news happen, good deeds being done, we want to hear from you. Call us at 515-605-9749. And you can give your report during the broadcast and keep us all aware that there are more good deeds being done than those that are harmful. So let's all be a part of making good news. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. Enjoy the rest of your day.